Dave, how do you feel about your race today?
I thought it was a really good effort. Felt like I had more energy to dig deep than yesterday, and I thought it skewed pretty smooth overall.
How were you able to dig deeper today than yesterday?
Maybe part of it's just that it was skating. Like when I wanted to kind of push it a little bit more yesterday, I just started struggling and flustering with like the technique and you know, dealing with kick wax and stuff. But I felt like I could go harder and still maintain decent form today. And I think in early ski races, that's always a struggle of mine, is to maintain the good form even when you're suffering or like trying to push harder and in the last few K in particular.
How do you feel like the conditions played a role in that?
Yeah, these were great conditions for skiing smooth, and like they're probably as good as you'd get for any skate race. So
what if you'd been in a different course somewhere else in the world, would it have played out differently for you?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, if it had been like deep soft powder or something, I maybe would have a different answer, but all I know is today was great conditions and the skis felt pretty good, so I was just trying to stay as relaxed as possible and ski fast in that form.
Now, if you take each individual lap, how do you feel like they turn out for you?
I think I kind of was like, go out fast and smooth first lap. Mm-hmm. Second lap, I did a bit more racing. The guy 30 seconds behind me caught me. And so I tried to hang on to him for, I don't know, it was probably 3 minutes or something. And I think he was the eventual May 3rd place finisher today.
Right.
And then the last lap was just trying to like keep it all together and push hard to the finish.
Do you feel like you were able to do that?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's in these early races, it's always like I think it's good practice for the later races where you learn to keep making speed and skiing fast in those kind of in those sections that aren't necessarily they're not like the uphills where you are focusing on going hard, but it's like the gradual flats and downhills where you need to really keep pushing even though you want to rest. So
now, what goes through your mind when you're going through a part of the course like that?
I mean, some of it's just before the race, I've told myself like in this section I'm really gonna have to like just focus on like tuck skating, even though I'm gonna want to just tuck and rest.
Right.
And so in the moment I'm usually focusing on tempo, because I know if I can maintain the tempo, I can hopefully get some power in there too.
And is that something you can like work on or improve upon in practice?
Yeah, I think in intervals you can always I've actually tried to settle in a little bit on the uphills to allow myself to work some of the more gradual areas rather than just hammering the uphills and skiing everywhere else kind of slow. So you can practice it in intervals, and then I think days like today are just great practice for you know, the focus races.
Right. Taking yesterday's race and today's race, what do you take from this weekend going into next weekend and the season, rest of the season?
I feel like I'm in good shape, but I feel like I have a lot of room for improvement in kind of skiing specifically, skiing fast. I think if I had to do like skiing, mountain biking, and running, I feel like I'm great and fit right now for everything, but I have a lot of fine tuning I can do with my ski racing.
Is this your first weekend on snow?
First steady week. I've gone up to Hatcher Pass to ski on snow maybe 6 times before coming here. So
steady weekend, moving fast on snow helps out.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
All right. You ready for next weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Okay. I struggled there last year. I went into it feeling really good, actually, and then in the 15K Classic, I was really disappointed. So I think I have some stuff I can work on and try to target for next week.